It's a very busy Wednesday. It always is with Marty Hawk. We head out to Ellettsville. Marty, you might need an umbrella. I'm looking out my windows north and west, and it looks a little gray in your neck of the woods. Good afternoon. How are you?
Well, I am fine, and I think what I'm going to need is something to dodge things that might be thrown towards county government, because through no fault of ours, we didn't cause all these trees to come down. But I think that when the county first got on board and saying we're going to get out there and help with tree removal and get your debris taken to the roadside and whatever, and county's got a schedule. I mean, it all looked wonderful, didn't it?
Until we got out there in the wild and saw how many trees were down.
Until they started picking up, and the contractor that they contracted with didn't even get partially through Perry Township, and that they had stopped. The contract dollars were like they'd gone through it so quickly. So now there's a new memo going out that's already out online that's saying, and so you just go to the county site and go to that article that's just posted just today, and they are taking no further requests for pickup. And as of right now, let's go back to the timeline. They signed the contract for this to happen with private contractor on the 25th. And then they put out a form to fill out online, and they also put the township scheduled pickup dates.
Right.
What they put online says July 28th. They did that, but I'm sure
June 28th,
knows
sure.
It was June 28th. And then July 8th, that pickup was started in Perry Township. But they were just overwhelmed with the amount that was there, that with the resources it would take to try to get that done. So right now they've just got to figure out a way to pay the contractor for the work that's done, try to get see if we can pull in any extra dollars from any place.
Well, that's a $1 million question. Literally, Marty, where would that money come from if we had to do it? And what is the county's responsibility, in your opinion, in this situation? Do you fulfill the requests you've already had? Keep going till every tree is picked up? Or is it really dependent on the finances that the county council holds?
Well, it certainly will depend on wherever we could even look to find the dollars to cover it. I know that there is some money in that America Recovery dollars. There might be some that we could pull out of there. But you have to be very, very careful, because what has happened here is, if we've already used county dollars to pick up some in Perry Township, what do we tell everybody else? They're just out of luck. And so what it appears the county is doing, and I'm just going by, what I saw online, was that they're not going to take any further requests for pickup, and they're going to look at the request that's already been turned in and presented, and then try to work through those and keep on that township schedule type of thing. But how many times will they run out of money before they would get through all the townships? I don't know, and I bet they don't have, a real good feel for it, because it was just so much worse than anybody could have really given some thought to. I know that my daughter and I drove throughout way out in the county. We went out Howard Road. We went out all the way out in the county, looking at Starnes Road. The trees the people had worked so hard to get the debris to the sides of the roads. Then it was wherever you went, you were seeing debris from this damage. And when I say debris, I'm talking about from the trees and limbs. And
yes,
so
vegetative
forth.
Debris, right.
Right. Every place. And we went throughout the county. We out at the parks department. We drove around through the airport. We just went out and about trying to see what the damage looked like at every place you went. There was just major damage with trees down. And so to the extent that, I mean, I know that they're hoping that we would get some FEMA help, you know, some government help to help pay for some of this removal. If we found out that we could, then we could maybe go ahead and just spend down some of our operating cash and wait for reimbursement. I don't know. I'm throwing that out there just as what could we do. Something has to happen, I would think, because just not everybody has the wherewithal to. It will probably just set in a lot of areas along the roadside for a very long time if the county doesn't have the means to go get it.
Now, the commissioners had a meeting today, Marty. Did they bring this up at any point?
Oh, sure. It was, and of course, I've been listening to the meeting online, and when the commissioner's administrator started to speak on this, the mic was not on. And so you could see her mouth moving, the hands moving, and whatever, but I had no idea what she was saying, and I sent out messages saying, the mic's not on. But then I saw this entered then on the message to the public, and then I'm sure it'll be part in the newspapers saying that, you know, right now they can't take any more requests, and what the requests that have been turned in have already been turned over, and they'll just have to see how many they can get to. I would suspect there's going to be more information, I'm sure, so people will know either someone's coming to help or they're not.
Right, and when in doubt, call your township trustee or your county council person as well. Just to compare and contrast for a moment, in the B-Square Bulletin, where Dave Askins does an incredible job following everything, the city of Bloomington's Board of Public Works, they are paying for $500,000
worth
of work. Now, I'm just, so when people think, what's the big deal? Just write them a check for $10,000 and get on with it. I'm just pointing out the city has billed $500,000 for tree removal, and I know they have not. That's just what the city's had to get. That doesn't include our private friends that are out there helping out as well. 2 to 3% of Bloomington's trees were damaged or down during the storm. That is somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 trees. I know Bloomington is in the county of Monroe, but I think we're just talking about city here more than anything else. So it'll be interesting to see what can be reimbursed by FEMA from the county and the city, because this is not a bake sale that's going to cover this. This is not a raffle that's going to cover this. This is real money.
It sure is, and it will be what we're doing. I already see that that's going to be a part of what the council will be deciding on Tuesday, is how much of the money that we can pull out of that ARPA money, whatever's sitting there that we could try to use for this. And I definitely saw the figure $500,000 being bandied about, let's take it to this amount. The commissioners have already said they're going to pull some of the money out of CUMCAP. And then where else can you get the money? Well, one would think you might be able to tap some of the stormwater fee that people pay. However, if that's already been obligated for any projects with sorry signed on, we couldn't do that.
Wouldn't this exactly be what you use a rainy day fund for, Marty? An unexpected disaster?
Yeah, you beat me to that. I was going to say, and then it seems to me there will be that discussion about will we tap that money that we got in. As we all know, we got a much larger than anticipated one-time kind of a thing that was from the state of the dollar amount of income tax that was sent into the state and that was sitting there in our trust account, more than what was supposed to be there. So they sent it to us, and they did that throughout. It wasn't just Monroe County, many counties receive these larger than anticipated amount of dollars, that income tax dollars. So we could go to that, but also that was also something that many of us thought, well, that would help us to keep the price down on the jail, what we would have to go borrow. There's a lot of, we've got a lot of money sitting around that is, and believe me, it is all, we're just looking everywhere. Where can we try to keep the price down on that bond issue for that jail project? And so all of these extra pots of money we had thought to use for those things, and will we now have to use it for tree removal, or will we say, folks, you guys are on your own? I do not know, but I would not want you to think that the township trustee could cover this, because that's not their purview, I do not believe. Because that's millions of dollars. Where would they get it? I mean,
yeah, right, right.
Clearly, if we don't get it from FEMA or from the state to help out with this kind of thing, it's going to be, you know, you don't just, the money doesn't grow on trees in the backyard. So will it require us trying to spend money down that could have been used for something else that is also equally needed? But those decisions, a lot of those decisions are going to start out with decisions being made Tuesday night to pull out money from ARPA to see what was suggested that we be spent there, and what can we change around and use it for this kind of assistance.
Marty Hawk.
Because you can't, how do you do it for just partial one township,
yeah,
using local dollars and not sort of spread that assistance around in the other townships?
Yeah, and I know this. It's, they call it a disaster because things do not go according to plan or Hoyle. But, yeah, I the scope of this is larger than perhaps we thought. And, again, what it, is it the county's job to do this, or is the county just being nice to do this? How does this work in the grand scheme of things? And again, I know we've started the project, but was the county responsible for this after the disaster happened, or was this just a noble thing to do?
Well, I mean, I've served on the council for more than 30 years.
Well, that's why I ask you. That's right. You've got the best point of view.
Yes, I've never seen the county be responsible for anything of this magnitude, but I've got to tell you, we've never seen anything of this magnitude.
Yep.
We've seen some disasters, but not throughout the entire county as we've seen this time. So that's...
Do we bite off more than we can chew, Marty? Do we think that it would be just...
Yes, I think...
Okay,
well,
so we should have assessed this and taken a look at it, and then said, oh, hey, maybe we can't do this job because we don't have the resources and you don't have the money. Are we looking for volunteers now, or do we have the money? Is it just going to be ripping off the Band-Aid to get it?
Well, and those are all questions that we're all going to be asking. Now, I want to make it clear. I think everybody just wanted to get on board and quickly start helping people. And so I think it was just impossible to take a look at it and have an idea of the magnitude of the problem. But now we are, like, started. What do we do to sort of try to wrap this up? One of the things they're saying is, if you've not already filled out that form and made that request, that might just sort of like it's too late. Now, remember, there was also going to be, if you called 211, they were going to turn your request in to, it was to the Southern Baptist group to come and help you cut things up and get it, you know, out of there and out to the road. Well, the Southern Baptist group did the number of houses that they were going to volunteer to do.
Confused last week when we talked about that. I didn't know where they came from, but they were just helping out.
They were they do with volunteer group, and that's what they do. But then they just do so many, and then they go on to another project. And so they've already done all they were going to do for the county. And I know that at one point in the last couple of days, I think emergency management had hoped maybe they'd find another volunteer group to come in and assist, because as we talked last week, not everybody is walking around with a chainsaw to cut up all this mess. They, you know, or the ability, if they had one, to even know how to do it. So this is something that is a huge project, and I'm sure that there's lots of light eyes on it trying to figure out what to do.
All right. Well, I'm glad I'm glad that's why we talk every week to County Councilwoman Marty Hawk, because big things like this come up. These are big. We haven't even talked about the jail in 2 weeks. How about that?
Well, this is something I did want to talk with you about.
Good.
Is because the county commissioners had a presentation today trying to compare the project of jail locations, one of which was the Fullerton Pike area, which many of us had said, please go back and talk to the city and see if you can get them to change their mind about the zoning. So they were comparing that to also to the Thompson property, which has its own problems with, you know, trying to remove that big style. You know, there's a big pile of stone and moving some heavy wiring and so forth. So that was a problem for that property, and then they're comparing that to the North Park property, and that, I don't have that open right now, but was over $11 million. That was the average of two appraisals. So we're not allowed to pay more than the average of two appraisals, so that would have to be no more than that $11+ million, though I've never seen an offer to purchase or even one, you know, some kind of a draft of one. So I don't know what are the other terms and conditions would be. And remember, the county council, by law, we are required in order for the county to move forward, by ordinance, the county council would have to agree to the terms and conditions of any property. And to that end, and many of the council members, especially we heard our council president said, we must turn over every stone to make sure that we're doing this in a cost-effective manner. I'm not sure I quoted word for word, but I remember you saying,
sure,
turn over every stone. So there are some who have seen this other opportunity or for something to at least explore. The county commissioners had looked at this property before and thought there was a ravine with trees, but there's still like 20, 25 acres that's buildable. And at the corner of Woodyard and Bernal Pike, and it already has, you could, in other words, there's a corner there. So you've got frontage on Vernal Pike and frontage on Woodyard. So you could have one side would be maybe, I'm just saying, could be like the side for the jail, the other for the courts at some point in time, with it then connected so that you could always move people over to the court system back and forth from the jail without having to take them out in the public, which I know the sheriff is very concerned about. And the price on that, it appears, of course we don't have appraisals done, and I'm not even sure there's enough people interested enough to move forward with that. But it appears that it would be a savings of about $7 million. By the way, the water line that's coming through there is over 10-inch water line, which is absolutely sufficient for this. And there's already a fire hydrant there, and there's already two cuts for drives, one on Woodyard and one on Vernal. There's a lot of reasons why this project might work there, but for some reason that...
You might want to ask their neighbor to the north. It looks like he's got a nice house sitting right there on the corner of the bend of Woodyard Road.
And there's lots of, wherever we go, there's going to be someone with a nice house.
Absolutely,
know?
Right. Absolutely right. And well, with
so
Sheriff Marte.
Nice house or,
yeah, again, perfect. We're looking for perfect and instead of good. I get it. That's not good. I know Sheriff Marte made a presentation last week as well. Did anything stand out from that maybe you weren't expecting?
It was important that people, if they have a chance to look at that, is that even, no matter your number of beds, that doesn't mean that that's the number of beds you actually are going to be using, because you have to, as I mentioned as the last time we talked, you know, you have different classifications of people. You don't put in people who are have problems with, depending on their crime. You don't mix it in somebody who's in there for murder or something
right.
else, you know, very dangerous. You don't mix them in with someone who is just a lesser crime by far. That you just have to watch the ones that you don't put the men and the women in the same area. You have to watch.
It's not a basketball game. We're not looking for a sellout here. We're looking for
yeah.
legalities.
And if you've got gangs, you've got to figure out where. You see, everything has to be moved around. If you have somebody who has a mental health problem, you have to put them someplace. If you have someone who has some kind of a sickness, you have to have them in a separate place. So you could still have a lot of empty beds, but you can't really use those beds because you have to split them all up. So depending on what your need was, and that's what they did at that meeting last Thursday, was trying to figure out, and boy, they were like they were stuck. Where can we put these people with this number of beds? It was just a difficult thing. I would not want to have to be the one trying to make that decision. But one of the things that was being presented today is what it would cost for the delay of doing nothing. It would cost a great deal of money too for the delay. So it would be important that whatever property we end up with, location we end up with, it needs to be. It needs to have water and sewer available. It needs to already be in an area where you can quick go with it. And so it seems to me that it would be worth a week or two delay to take a look at it if there are those that might want to consider this other property. That's like, it looks like several million dollars less money might be able to help us get toward hitting that goal of trying to put at least moving part of the courts at the same time, because the sheriff's saying it's so dangerous to move the jail if you don't also move the courts. So that's a big, big ticket item. And so those are things that I think we owe it to the people to try to find something that will work and that isn't the most expensive in town. But
Yeah.
Are we having fun yet? Because
we always are. These are important issues.
This is just not fair. This is not fair to so many people. And I just don't have the answer to it. I don't think anybody really does, because you can make a big, long list of what would be ideal. And then when we tell the public what they're going to have to pay in taxes, and remember, that's income taxes. So that's just a big chunk coming out of what you're going to be able to take home to put groceries on the table, to pay for child care, or put gas in your car. And we have to recognize that.
Yeah, absolutely. Their life is full of difficult decisions. Very difficult decisions.
That's why we get paid the big bucks, you know.
Well, even if you did get paid $180 million a year, it's still not an easy decision. But here's what we can't do. We can't build onto the building we have now, correct? That's just simply not cost effective, or that doesn't work. Because I've heard people say, what's wrong with what's going on right now? There's just not enough footprint, is there?
Well, that's what we're told for certain. And remember that if depending on what property, wherever you'd end up, the sheriff wants to make certain that the jail portion is all on one level. And then, of course, the courts could be, it could have be more than one level, but the jail and moving the inmates from the jail over to courts has to be on one level so that you don't require an elevator to do that, to move
those people
around.
There you go. Safety first. Safety first.
Right. And it needs to be in a situation where you could add on down the road. We don't want to, 30 years from now, have to do this again. That jail that's sitting there now is not even 40 years old, I don't believe. No, wouldn't even be 40 years old.
Getting close, getting close.
Yeah. So, but we need to know that we're doing it such a way if we had to add on, we could do that. Or, build a perimeter large enough and not finish out the inside, but then finish it out as it would be needed. Those are things that people are talking about. But until we decide for sure on which location, we cannot get that design, the architect, moving forward, because they've got to see where they're going to build this. And that's the reason why when the community, I had a member of the community contact me and say, have you thought about this property there on Vernal and Woodyard? And I said, let me check to see if we've looked at it. And I did. And yes, the county had looked at it, but at the time they had other options that didn't rise to the top of the best option. But now, hopefully, people will allow us the time to see what we might or might not be able to do that. The public deserves to have the answer that says, clearly, we should not be in such a rush to get this done that we're going to move forward with something that's going to be millions more when there's something else that might be workable.
All right, Marty.
But
it's not going to happen tomorrow. Not going to happen tomorrow.
Well, we were told, we're going to be 5 years from now. Well, before all this is done, and I know the frustration level is high, very high. So it is time for us all to get together, but the commissioners want us to go to an executive session right before our council meeting next week, and it appears that they look like they're going to try to move forward with some kind of movement on this they're just saying there's no interest in the Southern property. So
will you come back next week and keep us updated?
Well, I don't know. I may just say I'm going to set out there on this property and try to save $7 million. It looks like it might be $7 million. $7 million savings, folks.
Just come back and tell us next week if it didn't happen, why it didn't happen, and we'll be all interested to hear all about it. Enjoy this perfect weather, Marty. It's going to be gorgeous the rest of the weekend. That should put everybody in a good mood. And, when do you guys get started on your budget talks? We'll talk about that next week as well and try to get the calendar for what's coming up. But, we've got a million things going on, and we appreciate you keeping us in the loop every Wednesday just after 4:05.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.